Chapter 43, in which Darth Vader is sent to Endor. Darth Vader has been restless ever since he sensed Luke's presence on that shuttle headed for Endor. That is where he should be, confronting Luke, and if necessary, erasing that part of his past forever. But the Emperor has forbidden it. The Emperor has told him to wait. The waiting is driving him mad. Each thought of Luke leads to thoughts of Luke's mother, Padme, the woman he loved and destroyed. And those are thoughts he cannot allow. His Sith powers give him great control over his feelings. It takes constant effort, even after all these years, to keep Anakin's memories buried. But he can do it. Except not today. Not while he feels Luke so near. And certainly not while he is forced to wait, unable to block out his feelings with action. If his master would only let him loose, he could do so much. But his orders are to do nothing. So he stomps back and forth in the Death Star's holding room, waiting for his master to call him. The Emperor calls up various dignitaries, council members, even that fool Jar Jarad. But Vader waits and waits, his own mind driving him closer and closer to madness. Another of Anakin's memories slips through his defenses. Master Yoda, and his constant chant of, "Patience, Padawan, patience." For a moment, his hatred of Yoda gives him relief from those other feelings. And then, at last, one of the Emperor's annoying red-robed guards motions to him. Now another wait in the elevator, and now the long walk across the little bridge and up the steps. And at last, he stands before the throne. The Emperor is turned away from him, and does not bother to turn around. So Vader waits yet again. At last, the Emperor speaks.
"I told you to wait on the command ship."
And at last, Vader delivers his news.
"A small rebel force has penetrated the shield and landed on Endor."
"Yes, I know," hisses the Emperor.
How does the Emperor know? Did one of the biker scouts manage to get a message back to base? Did some flight controller finally realize that there was one shuttle too many? Or does the Emperor simply know these things? Vader isn't asking any of these questions. His question is,
"Then why have I been kept waiting?"
But of course he dares not ask it, hardly dares to think it. The most important thing is that he convinced the Emperor to let him go deal with it, to take some action at last.
"My son is with them," he says.
Finally, the Emperor turns around to look at his servant. Vader's black mask gives away no sign of emotion, of course, but the Emperor can see much deeper than that.
"Are you sure?"
"I have felt him, my master."
"Strange that I have not,"
the Emperor croaks from beneath his hood.
"I wonder if your feelings on this matter are clear."
"They are clear, my master."
"Then you must go down to the moon base and wait for him."
More waiting? This is not what he was asking for.
"He will come to me?"
asks Vader skeptically.
"I have foreseen it,"
chortles the Emperor.
"His compassion for you will be his undoing. He will come to you, and then you will bring him before me. Now go."
"As you wish,"
replies Vader with a bow. But the Emperor is already turning away again. Vader strides back to the elevator, this time with great purpose. But as he rides down to the docking bay where his shuttle waits, another memory surfaces. He was a boy on Tatooine, a slave boy. While working in Watto's scrapyard, he found some bit of junk he wanted, a broken servo motor he thought he could repair and use on the droid he was building. He asked his master Watto for it. With a glance, Watto saw that it was worthless, so he grunted,
"Yes."
But as Anakin walked away, Watto called,
"Nothing is free, boy. I'll work you harder tomorrow."
And he did. Why did he think of that, he wonders? And why should he be thinking of the past at all? That was Anakin's past, not his. The past was dead. All except that one mistake. His son. And now, at last, he was about to correct that mistake by bringing Luke to the dark side. And if he couldn't do that, then he'd erase the mistake entirely.